Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of dopamine damage control. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, building healthy relationships through effective communication. Because let's be real, life throws a lot at us, and sometimes the people closest to us become our anchors. But how can we make sure those anchors don't drag us down? How do we build strong connections that withstand the storms? Communication is the key, my friends. It's not just about talking, it's about truly listening, understanding, and connecting on a deeper level. And trust me, I've been there, in those tangled communication messes where words get lost in translation and hurt feelings run rampant. But guess what? We can break free from that cycle. So, strap yourselves in because we're about to unlock some serious communication magic. First things first, active listening is your superpower. Ever felt like you're talking to a wall? Yeah, me too. But truly hearing what the other person is saying, even if it's not what you want to hear, is game-changing. Pay attention to their body language, their tone of voice, and let them know you're engaged by using verbal cues like "I understand" or "tell me more." It shows respect and creates a safe space for open dialogue. Next up, be crystal clear with your own words. Don't leave things hanging or assume the other person knows what you're thinking. Express your needs and feelings directly but kindly. Remember, communication is a two-way street, so keep it honest and respectful. Now, let's talk about those tricky conversations, the ones that make us sweat just thinking about them. You know that I need to talk about something kind of conversation. Take a deep breath, my friend. Choose a calm and private setting where you can both speak openly without distractions. Remember, it's not about winning an argument, it's about finding solutions together. Use I statements instead of blaming the other person. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel," try "I feel," "when." And speaking of feelings, don't be afraid to express them. Bottling things up only creates resentment and confusion. Sharing your emotions authentically allows for deeper connection and understanding. But remember, there's a difference between expressing your feelings and attacking someone. Keep it constructive and focus on finding common ground. Finally, make time for quality communication. Life gets hectic, but carving out dedicated time to connect with loved ones is essential. Put away the phones, turn off the TV, and just be present in the moment. Have meaningful conversations, share experiences, and let those connections deepen. Picture this. You're having a disagreement with your partner about something important, maybe chores, finances, or even where to go for dinner. Things start getting heated and you both feel like throwing in the towel. But instead of letting things escalate, you take a step back, acknowledge each other's feelings, and try to understand their perspective. You communicate openly and honestly, using I statements and focusing on finding solutions together. Remember, it's not about being right, it's about coming to a compromise that works for both of you. And guess what? By putting in the effort, you turn that potential argument into an opportunity for deeper understanding and connection. So remember, building healthy relationships is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but with open communication, active listening, and a willingness to understand each other's perspectives, we can create those strong, supportive connections that make life so much richer. This is your dopamine damage control reminder you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy relationships. Don't settle for anything less. Remember the key takeaways. Active listening, clear communication, tackling difficult conversations with kindness, expressing your feelings authentically, and making time for quality connection. Now go out there and build those amazing relationships. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review if you feel inspired, and join the conversation on social media using #dopaminedamagecontrol. We're in this together. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of dopamine control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.